You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It literally just dropped today. Brand new song from Bon Jovi. And I listened to the whole thing. It's not bad.
I don't hate it. I think the headline for me is that his vocal cords are in a better place if he's releasing new music, and maybe he's gotten over the hump of the damage or the issues he was having after touring for so many years.
Well, he does sound different. It doesn't sound like the OG Bon Jovi.
It's lower. Yeah. And part of the problem is, and you know this, if you go back and listen to Blaze of Glory, if you go back and listen to
Slippery When Wet.
Oh, my God. All of Slippery When Wet. He is just screaming at those high notes. And your body is only going to be able to take that for so many years before your vocals are like, we're done.
And he was in his 20s and 30s at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's good news. I'm thrilled. I prefer old Bon Jovi, but
I do too.
You know.
But about halfway in, I was like, this song isn't that bad. You know, and maybe the bar's been so low for so long. I don't know.
Sometimes you got to reinvent yourself, though. I mean, we see The Weeknd going through a massive transition right now.
Speaking of The Weeknd, happy holiday weekend. The weekend in the traditional sense. It did not even occur to me until several days ago that this is a 3-day weekend. And then you show up to work almost everywhere, and there's like 2 cars in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I could have done donuts in the parking lot.
Nothing quite says holiday weekend like ain't nobody at work late on a Friday. So if you are at work and you're looking to get commerce done, or you're looking to get government business done,
sell something to someone,
it's over. Just go home. Ain't nobody working right now. It's over.
Look at Shawnee Mission Parkway behind you. I don't see a single car.
All at the lake.
Whoop, there's one.
Oh, yeah, there goes
all
a gray
at the lake.
One. There goes a gray one.
Nope, there's two.
Oh.
So KU won 1,436-3 last night.
So did MU. Boy.
51-0 for the Tigers.
55, I thought.
Woo!
I don't know. Who a lot to a little.
I don't even know. It was someplace in St. Louis I've never heard of.
Lindenwood.
Who?
That being said.
Exactly.
Let's switch to the Royals because the games were so bad in football and lopsided. We watched the Royals game last night. You saw Pasquetano with the injury during the game. They are saying he is now out
for the season.
That is a devastating development for Kansas City.
Broken thumb is a major problem, and he is a heavy hitter.
Was he the one, Sam? Was this because I remember he went, was that the overthrow to first that happened?
I did not see the injury happen. I just read about it this morning, and I know that, especially for a baseball player, when you use your hands to throw and catch the baseball, That's a bad deal.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's what that was. He stretched. It was an overthrow from the pitcher, I believe. Pasquetano stretched to grab it. Couldn't. I mean, Superman wasn't going to grab that ball. It was a terrible overthrow. Mm. And then the runner clipped his hand back, if that makes sense. Like his fingers collided the exact wrong way with the runner.
That sucks.
So what are the rules when you lose a high-powered, amazing player like that?
You bring somebody up from your minor league system.
You can't farm from another team. You can't. It's too late.
Yes.
We can't pay to bring in.
Nope.
Mm.
Don't even ask.
Cannot.
So Dana and I commuted into work today together.
Yep.
We're trying to save the planet.
Yep.
Got to see your new place. It's very adorable. But as we were coming to work, we happened to drive by 435 in Midland.
Oh, really?
And I know tens of thousands of you drive past that interchange every single day. I don't know what KDOT's trying to pull. It is an absolute disaster. Whatever they're doing down there, it is the most. And it's going to say here in the story that I have in front of me. Project is taking 3 phases. It'll end in November of 2025.
No.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Midland Drive underneath 435 is going to be closed
That's correct.
Because I'm new to that side of town. Let me tell you something, Sam. Until you are trying to get over to Barley's, and we are going to give all of those establishments
Paulo
love.
Paulo and Bill's is a terrific restaurant.
Until you're trying to get over there, either from the right side or the left side, I don't care which direction you're coming from, you don't realize how devastating this is for those businesses. Because by the time you realize you can't get off and get over there, you're already past it to the next exit, and you're just going to pull off and go to Red Door.
Right.
You're just going to go, I'm not going to mess with it.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with the area or are loosely familiar with the area, they take you down the ramps, and you go right back up the other ramp. You cannot turn onto Midland Drive from 435 at all. Period. End of story. No debate.
The only silver lining here is that the Renner Road Bridge over 435 is back open, because they recently took another hit because that bridge was closed for however many years while they redid it.
So the only, if you're north of that shopping area, business area,
the construction has choked off every normal artery to get to those business. I'm not saying there aren't back roads you can take. What I'm saying is, for most people, they're not going to do it.
The only way into that area from the north is basically Maurer Road.
Side streets.
From Shawnee Mission Parkway.
From one way only. And Scott, I just didn't realize it until we went north today looking over there, how devastating this is for all of the, it's not just restaurants. There's a ton of commerce over there.
In theory, you could take 75th Street all the way across, but I mean, nobody's going to do that.
No.
Because Midland is essentially 75th Street.
Yeah, that's correct. But it's just an absolute disaster what they're doing. And I was reading a story earlier this week where there's a little gas station down there. So Etcetera is down there. There's a Minsky's movie theater, B&B movie theaters. Those poor people, and they quoted the owner of the gas station, and I'm paraphrasing, but close enough.
Yep.
We are barely hanging on.
One business reports they are down 35%, but other business owners say they are down 50 to 55%. Quoting here from the owner of Rise and Shine, it has impacted this corridor very, very harshly. In early June, oh my gosh, Matt McQueenie and his wife bought the space where Etcetera used to be and rebranded it as Rise and Shine. He says business was great until they shut down every possible avenue to get over there. It was fantastic. He says we were above the Etcetera numbers for the first 2 weeks. And then almost immediately that bridge closed. We saw the significant drop. When we took over the business, we kept the same menu, the entire staff. Everybody's still the same. There wasn't any change, just the construction. We are hearing from customers. That's what it is. It's too hard to get here. That's the bottom line. And he says lack of communication about the project has been the most frustrating. If I had known this was happening, we wouldn't have bought the business. Or you would have at least waited to open it.
Until November of 2025.
And this is the second or third time we've talked about this in a few weeks, where you feel like the cities, multiple cities, even Kansas City, because we talked about this over in Waldo, should be working in tandem with the business owners when something like this happens.
By the way, text line also says that Renner is closed at 87th, so that cuts another main vein into those little shops and restaurants.
I'm telling you, and you know me, I don't do great with directions anyway. I wouldn't even attempt it. I don't even know how to go. Wouldn't even know how to get over there.
Well, you would have to take that exit underneath the bridge where I showed you, where it says exit 5, it doesn't say only way to get onto Shawnee Mission East.
That's the other thing, Sam. The only exit just says exit 5. And I said to Scott, I go, what does that mean? And he goes, well, you have to know that this is the exit you take. And I go, they can't put a sign out there saying let's throw a lifeline to these businesses?
Between that and the 69 Highway Expansion Project, KDOT is the most hated entity in Johnson County.
No doubt about it. I mean, I guarantee you, these businesses are going to close. I'm supposed to go out to dinner tonight with my mom, and we were thrown around like three different restaurants. One of them was Paulo and Bill's. And when she gets back in town, because she went up to South Dakota last night to watch my nephew's football team. He's injured. He didn't play, but, you know, just wanted to be there for support. And when she gets back in town, I'm going to recommend that we go to Paulo and Bill's, because somebody's got to keep those businesses in business. It's just so sad.
Listen to Laura Robinson, employee at Bar West. Business has been significantly affected here. There's a Minsky's over there, by the way, too. Yep. Customers, I would say, were down at least 40% from normal. And the most frustrating part of this is we did not know this was happening.
Well, that's just poor communication.
Wow.
By KDOT and the city, by the way.
So we talked about business interruption insurance. There should be business interruption insurance for this exact scenario. And I don't believe you can use it for that. It has to be a flood, natural disaster.
Yeah. And I believe it has to, whatever it is, has to shut down your business.
That is correct.
But essentially, has this not? They're barely able to keep the lights on. Employees aren't making any tips because there's no customers to tip.
Mm-hmm. The gas station, I guarantee you, when this is all over, it's good. I'm going to be curious to see what it looks like over in that area. Because years ago, out, you know, and I can only speak from my region of this city, they shut down Johnson Drive as they were rebuilding K7. And there was a Price Chopper over there. There was a bunch of other businesses on the west side. It killed it. That Price Chopper never reopened.
You know what else is right there that the text line just pointed out to me? One of the two remaining Hereford houses is on the west side of that 435.
There's a Hereford house on the west side of 435. Yes. And getting to that, I'm trying to think how you would get to that. Okay, I know how you would get it. Okay, there's only one way.
You got to get off 435 south and turn right.
No, you can't. You can't.
They won't let you turn onto Midland Drive.
I'm telling you no.
Sam, whether you're going northbound, southbound, either side, it doesn't matter. When you exit off to get off the ramp and then back on the highway, you cannot turn left or right either way. So here's, I know how to do this. You have to go to Shawnee Mission, go westbound Shawnee Mission Parkway.
You've already lost me, but go ahead.
All the way to Midland.
Turn around.
No, turn left on Midland, because Midland is the only road that will take you to that Hereford house. That Hereford house is in trouble.
The city of Shawnee has to get ahead of this. Put electronic signs. Is there no way to create an artery while the work is going on to get people over there?
Well, why can't they
Why
can't they turn right onto Midland from that exit? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Sam, you're absolutely, if you're southbound 435, I know what you're talking about. You're absolutely right. But they're using the exit ramp and the entrance ramp as part of the highway. They should take down that barrier and allow people to turn right. But the problem is people are flying down those entrance ramps like it's a highway and right back up the exit ramp and right up the entrance ramp like it's a highway. They're going 50, 55 miles an hour.
913-586-7798. The phones are ringing. If you work over there, certainly if you own a business over there.
Yeah.
I really didn't realize how bad this was until we drove by the opposite way today, because I'm usually coming the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad the other way, too, but it's worse going north.
I'm telling you, that B&B movie theater, God bless them. Good luck. Good luck. It's not like the movie industry isn't down a little bit anyway. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Dana and I were trying to save the planet earlier today, so we commuted to work together. And we happened to drive by that monstrosity that is the construction at 435 in Midland, because she lives out in that area. And I was trying to show her the quickest way to get to the office. And it's a maze, and you have to take an exit about half a mile before Midland.
With no signage.
But so you can get to eastbound Shawnee Mission Parkway. Otherwise, you have to go all the way up to Johnson Drive or go to Shawnee Mission Parkway West and then turn around. I mean, it makes your head explode just thinking about it. And there will be obviously some breaks in the project, but I'm as somebody who lives out in that area, very near to it, I'm truly concerned about all those businesses at 435 in Midland. There's a movie theater. There's Apollo and Bill's, which is a great restaurant. Barley's Brew House. Minsky's, a gas. I mean, there's just so much business out there.
Hereford
House on the west side. Yep. Mike in Shawnee. Mike, hello.
Yeah. Hey guys. I new to the area. And I love your show, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome, Mike.
You know,
thank you.
I want to say yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I moved here out of state and I listened to you online too. So. But what I was going to say is I just recently got an apartment just north of Midland, and because of the geographic location of, you know, relation to shops and restaurants and whatnot, and had no clue that this construction was going to happen. And yeah, now I'm like using a Waze app every day just to try to get home or to and from work, because it's like, not only the construction, but then you've got traffic, right? If there's an accident on 435, then what do you do? How do you get home, you know?
Off-road.
It's a hot mess.
You know, somebody on the text line has a great point. Because you would take the first right on the east side of Midland to get up the hill to go to KU Med West, and a place I know you're very familiar with, Park Lanes Bowling. And Shawnee Mission Park.
Is that Park Lane still there?
It was the last time I drove by.
And I'll be clear, when they say November of 2025, mm-hmm. that is just all of the phases of whatever it is they're doing
there.
That's
phase three.
It doesn't mean necessarily that the access to that area will be choked off until 20. I hope.
It says here phase one is going to run from June until August of this year. Well, August ends tomorrow. Then phase two is August to December. So I guess it just stays the way it is. And then phase three is March to November of 2025.
I think what bothers me the most about this is there was no discussion with the business owners that this was coming. And I don't know if that's a gap. I don't know who is in charge of being a liaison outside of the Chamber of Commerce between the businesses and the city. And is it the city's responsibility to say to all of those business owners, even 6 months ahead of time, by the way, this is getting ready to happen? Because it appears in this case that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're obviously, I don't want to say the most frustrated about, but that's a big one.
By the way, bridge improvements are listed in all three phases. So this could be closed down until November of 2025. If they had to close it for these bridge improvements, what are the other bridge improvements that they wouldn't have to close it for?
Dennis in Leavenworth. Dennis, hello.
Hello. I went to Rise and Shine this morning, had a great meal. The easiest thing to do is take 435, get off on Johnson Drive, turn right on Renner Road, and it takes you right into the parking lot. You can get to Paulo and Bill's, KU West, then get right back on Renner Road, get on 435, and you can go north or south. And you're easy to get in and out of.
Well, you can also access Mauer Road from Shawnee Mission Park.
And I don't deny that there's creativity involved in getting over there, Dennis. I think what I'm saying is the city, to me, has a responsibility to put massive amounts of signage out there to help those businesses out. You did this. You didn't give them a heads up you were doing it. At least help them get people to the door.
I agree, but I mean, it was really, I didn't know where I was going this morning, and I just plugged it into Google Map, and they took me right there, because Google Maps has the detours already built into it.
But what my biggest concern, and I appreciate it, but that was a destination for you, Dennis. You wanted to go eat at Rise and Shine. A lot of those businesses, they all have, you know, their front faces away from 435, but right on the back of every one of those businesses in that little strip mall,
they've got a sign that says
You know, they've got their name on the back of their businesses too. Well, why would they do that? Because people who are not familiar with the area might be driving by and think to themselves, oh, we need gas, and there's a gas station right there. Or, ooh, Minsky's, are you hungry? And it's the people who aren't familiar with the area who might otherwise say, well, that looks pretty good. Let's stop here. This might be our last gas station for God knows how long, and it is.
So if we do nothing on this program today, support those businesses.
Please.
Take the long way around. I hope the city of Shawnee is listening. I know it's a Friday holiday weekend.
Great point.
Some extra signage out there, and everyone out there, do what you can to support those businesses.
Great point from the text line, and I wonder, do they work with city governments before embarking on a project like this? Because this is 100% KDOT property, 100% a KDOT project.
Oh, you're saying, is it possible KDOT didn't even alert the city?
No, there's no chance.
I mean, they had to have alerted the city, but did they say, hey, is this going to be majorly disruptive?
Right.
Well, and people are writing in on the text line, and you're right. This is not a city project. This is a KDOT project. I have no doubt about that. But I would be very hard-pressed to believe that KDOT didn't tell the city in advance. I mean, KDOT, I would hope, doesn't just roll up on a major business area and start ripping up pavement. I would hope. Maybe I'm wrong. Diane and Tom, you guys hang tight. All the others, we'll get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
We know that one juvenile has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of the Brady and Fox owner, Sean Brady. We will have an update on the case, an update on Irish Fest, and what all of that means for this city as it continues to grieve that loss, coming up on Dana and Parks at 3:00.
Very cute. Take the long way.
Oh, we're taking the long way on.
I do every day. I live over there.
Still driving.
If you can even find it.
I just keep going around in circles, man. I get home about 9:00 every night.
Oh, look, Big Ben.
Tom in Midland and 435. Hello.
how's it going?
We're doing well.
Hey,
thank you.
I live right in within walking distance of McCulloch Elementary, and I've been yelling at the city of Lenexa since this started. You have all the traffic from 435 going east over to Maurer. They go north on Maurer. Between 7 and 7:45 a.m., there's two school buses that stop there to pick up kids. One of them is going to get hit. Then between 7:45 and 8:15, you have 300 elementary kids all trying to get to 83rd and Maurer to go to school. Somebody's going to get hit. Then you go up to Maurer and 79th. That needs to be made an emergency three-way stop. Like Sam said, you have all the traffic going from east to west down 79th, and there's no you're eight cars deep trying to go west on 79th to get over to Renner, all because the city did not talk to Shawnee and Shawnee did not talk to KDOT, and they closed Renner.
It does
Someone
feel,
is going to get
Tom,
hit
it
up
does,
and down Maurer.
Yeah, it does feel like the left hand did not know what the right hand was doing that did not know what the left hand was doing. We just don't know. Whose responsibility is it to sit down with everyone and say, hey, this is coming, FYI, because clearly those conversations did not happen.
And Tom, I can only hope, and I'm aware of the elementary school of which you speak, I can only hope and pray that you're wrong, that some kid does not get hit in that area, because it is a mess.
Quick update, because we mentioned that Pasquitano is out for the season for the Kansas City Royals. I love this story in the Star that it details the play where it happened, and I was right. It was that overthrow, and the runner collided just the wrong way with Pasquitano's Tino's glove on first base. Listen to this. The Royals can bring up one additional hitter and pitcher on Sunday when the roster expands. Okay? He was batting .262 with 19 home runs and 97 RBIs, right?
That was leading the team in RBIs.
Hitting those home runs in incredibly important moments.
Here's what they are saying. In his absence at first base, one of the options is moving Salvi from catcher to first.
Okay.
It's one of the two options that are listed.
We've done that many, many times.
Or bringing up somebody, like you said, from AA. But do you want to bring someone from AAA right before the most exciting part of the season, and we're likely heading to the playoffs?
I would guess that they're just going to put Salvi there. He is very well-versed in that position.
Who takes Salvi's place?
His backup?
Yeah, who's well-versed at catcher because Salvi has spent so much time at first.
Remember when 6-10 sports years ago, I went to the restroom and I was coming back and I saw this athlete, and it was clearly an athlete, in their studio. And I said, who is that? And they said, oh, that's so-and-so. He's a Royals catcher. And I came in here and I said, the Royals catcher is next door. And you ran out of here like your pants were on fire.
First of all, that was rude. You said the Royals catcher. Okay, that's like saying the lead singer of Bon Jovi. Well, that's Bon Jovi. He said, Sam, the Royals catcher. I stand up like Forrest Gump in that meme.
You thought it was Salvi?
Right in the middle of the show,
Taking off with your Flintstone legs.
I just run. And then it's awkward because you know we work in this fishbowl. I run over to the window and I'm in such a frantic excitement to see Salvi. Everyone inside the booth looks over at me. And it's this very fit, handsome, younger, blonde guy sitting with Carrington and whoever else was in there.
Not Salvi.
Then I'm standing there and they're looking at me like, what's going on? And I'm like, nothing to see here.
And then she comes back in the studio and she's like, you're such a jerk. I go, what? And she goes, Salvi's not in there. I said, I never said Salvi was in there. I said the Royals catcher was in there.
Articles are very important. A Royals catcher is in there.
Or should I have said the backup Royals catcher is in there?
Thank you. Cute, fun baseball story again from last night that I'm going to put on social because it's the cutest thing you've ever seen. Shohei Ohtani has a dog named Decoy.
Yeah, this happened two nights ago.
Two nights ago?
Yeah, it's very
cute. Oh my gosh. Thousands of fans go to this game Wednesday.
Well, they were giving away
a bobblehead of Ohtani with his dog. Dog threw out the first pitch.
Sort of.
No, absolutely. Like, this is the coolest thing. They all get them onto the field. The dog is on the mound with the ball.
Right.
And he has taught Decoy to take the ball and run it to home plate.
Mm-hmm. And then drop it.
It is so darling. Yeah, you can just hear everybody screaming in the stands. And
incredibly well-trained dog.
Oh,
by the way.
Well, it's so cute.
They said on SportsCenter yesterday morning when it was the bonus top 10, right? So they had top 10 best plays of the day before, and those were all real plays. And then they said, but we have one bonus top 10. And then they played the dog first pitch thing. Otani had been working with that dog for 2 months to train it to do exactly that.
But it's one thing to train a dog to, like, you remember on David Letterman's Stupid Pet Tricks.
Sure.
Sometimes they would get the animal out there, and with the lights and the crowd, they wouldn't do it.
Oh, you mean like a bird that you were going to have come in here and sing for us and didn't say a damn
he was
thing?
Going to sing and dance. But you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to train the dog to do it at home from however many feet that is from the pitcher's mound. It's another thing to do it during a game with a billion people watching, and the dog did it.
I think that game was a sellout because of the bobblehead, and it was a night game, if I'm not mistaken. Fans were lining up outside the stadium at 9 o'clock in the morning to get the bobblehead.
I think it's the first time a dog's ever thrown out the first pitch, by the way.
I'm sure
it's also the limited edition bobblehead of one of the greatest players of the modern era. People didn't want that because they're Otani fans.
Arguably the greatest player.
Yeah.
Workers from the Call Valley Company piled up metal for recycling in 2016 at the defunct Indian Springs Mall site in Kansas City, Kansas. The property, owned by the unified government since 2007, has yet to see a revival long desired by local leaders and residents. For the better part of two decades, the site of the defunct Indian Springs Mall has taken up prime Kansas City, Kansas real estate along State Avenue. After years of fits and starts, the unified government of Wyandotte County last year identified the site as one of the three publicly owned lots eyed for major reinvestment and envisioned as transformative for the city. But 4 months have passed since the deadline to get a developer selected, and the unified government has stayed largely silent on the progress at Indian Springs. I haven't driven by that site in years. Does it even still stand?
No. Oh, no. They ripped that thing down years ago.
I know they put a police satellite office there, but that was the last time I ever saw it.
They could always reach out to Mission and see what they did.
Wow.
Awkward.
Wow.
Is Walmart looking?
I don't know, Sam. The once bustling Indian Springs Shopping Center, which opened in 1971, died a slow death as consumer interest began to fade in the late 1990s. Many indoor malls around the country started to close, and it lost its last anchor store, Montgomery Ward, in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is some prime real estate.
All you needed to say was, quote, Montgomery Ward.
Fair point.
The last time it was really in play as a business, we still had Montgomery Ward.
Ideas for the site as of
late. Was there a venture next door? I don't know if we'll have time.
I believe there might have been a Kmart and a Blockbuster. Ideas for the site as of late have included a mix of retail and residential space that fits with the public transportation center at 47th and State. Okay. But opinions from residents who have participated in a recent survey indicated they have a desire for mixed-use development, public amenities like a pool and a walking trail, outdoor dining, and ground floor retail. Read that Zona Rosa with a pool. All right. between the old Mission Mall site and the old Indian Springs Mall, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Sam just said something in my ear that I'm going to need to repeat. What did you just say?
What?
We have a bank robber that was dressed up like a bank robber.
I'm sorry?
In Princeton, Missouri, a bank was robbed, the First Interstate Bank, on May 19th of last year. It happened a while ago. But this bank robber, Mr. Blink, who is 67 years old, has since pleaded guilty to these charges, went in to rob the bank wearing a cowboy hat, a red bandana pulled up over his face, gloves, and a black trench coat.
No.
Well, you mean a bank robber from 1880?
Yes.
Iowa man dressed as cowboy has pleaded. Now, just wait, because I need Scott to see. This is shot down in a blaze of glory, Young Guns, cowboy outfit.
I mean, he's ready for a duel.
I mean, are they filming Tombstone 2?
Yes.
Ten paces.
The black cowboy hat, you guys, has the metal, like, ornament.
It's a metal ornamental band around the bottom
of the hat.
He's got the blue jeans, the button-down shirt.
Do you have spurs on?
Just wait a minute.
I mean, he better have. How else are you going to...
Was his horse outside?
Sir, you're wearing assless chaps. We're going to need you to turn around.
Put on the back of your cowboy boots.
Okay. The red bandana covers his entire face. He is dressed in a trench coat and the cowboy hat with spurs. Okay. The second he walks in that door, and it looks like there's about 50 or 60 feet between the front door and the teller.
Yeah.
Are you not just automatically pressing the panic button?
Well, even better.
I'm doing that and running into the back room.
He walked in and said, "I'm sorry, it's going to be a bad morning."
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
67 now, years old.
Was he sentenced or something? Why is this in the news? Yes.
He pleaded guilty.
Oh, okay.
He faces a sentence of up to 25 years. He pointed a gun at the clerk and said, "I told you it was going to be a bad morning," and then demanded the bills.
Yeah, when you bring that gun in there, man,
got away with $4,115.
That's about average, by the way. Any of you would be bank robbers? It's not what you think. This ain't Ocean's 11.
I'm telling you. I'm going to say it again. I've said it 1,000 times, Sam. We are quickly getting to the point where you are not going to be able to walk in to the lobby of the bank without a verified appointment. Like, if you need mortgage documents signed, you had better scan me your driver's license and we will make an appointment. You can come in and sign those documents. But I don't think you're going to be able just to walk into the bank anymore.
Here's a possible solution without having to go that far. Why not have, because my bank has double doors, right? You go through one door and then you have to go through a second.
It has a breezeway, airlock.
Breezeway, whatever you want to call it. Why not have, you have to be buzzed in on that second door by somebody who's making sure that you're not wearing a mask.
That's how they do it at the high schools.
I know. Works pretty well.
Sir, I'm sorry, you're wearing spurs. State your business.
Oh, you have to scan your ID before you can get into a high school these days.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I had four children in the same school for 136 years. And when they put that program into place, I do remember thinking, I mean, come on, you know who I am. I've been here for 100 years. But there were no exceptions.
Oh, no.
It was Dana. We love you. Grab your driver's license.
You could be George Brett and have a kid at a school. You still got to be buzzed in.
Then you could be a student at the school.
Right? How are we able to still just walk into the lobby of a bank? I mean, I don't. This has been in our stack every other day for since the pandemic, really.
Well, I remember at my daughter's high school, like if they had forgotten something at home or I needed to give them something, it was usually lunch or a book or something like that. I would go to the door, I would buzz it, and they'd say, "Name and what is your business here?" And I would say, "My name is Scott Parks. I'm the father of so-and-so, and she forgot her lunch, and it's right here." And then they would buzz you in. But you had to say your name and why you were there. Now, yeah, I could be a bad guy or, you know, a mentally ill father and still up to no good, but
yeah. So he goes to the front door. He says, "My name is John Dillinger."
Dillinger.
"I'm wearing spurs. And I would like to take out a loan to buy a horse."
Okay. I didn't see the Hitchin post out front.
"Will you please let me in?"
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dana was perusing Twitter just a moment ago and stumbled upon something rather interesting. Care to share?
We might have to bring this back because I laughed out loud during the break. Samuel, and I'm going to give you 1 second to think about it, and then you have to give me your answer, okay?
Are you talking about Michael Mack's tweet? I already saw it.
In 5 words or less, say something that only someone from Kansas City will understand.
We're going to win a third.
Better knock on some wood,
son. I just did.
Okay.
Sam?
That's tough. Mine is exactly what Mackey's was.
I'll give you Mackey's, but if you really think about it, there's a wealth of these we could play with coming up if we give people a little bit to think about it. In five words or less, say something that only someone from Kansas City will understand. And Michael's is, hi, may I help you?
That's good. That's really good.
Now, do you yell back when you go to gates?
No. I do not.
No, you do not.
But someone replied, and you better be ready with your order when you hear those words.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Welcome to the kingdom.
That's only four, but yeah, it's five or less.
Said five or less. Five or less.
Hmm. What's yours?
Independence Avenue Bridge, got another.
Hey! That's good. story here from the Kansas City Star. After running back Josh Jacobs left the Raiders through free agency and joined Green Bay, he explained why he was leaving Las Vegas. It was the losing. Said Jacobs on a podcast, that went into me leaving. Coming from Alabama, I went to a championship every year I was there. I remember coming to the league and losing my first game, and I was mad and not talking to anybody. One team with a winning culture did reach out to Jacobs in free agency, the Kansas City Chiefs. Keep in mind, he's a former Raiders player. Do you know why he turned the Chiefs down?
I was going to make a joke, but I won't. Why?
Well, the joke is probably the exact reason.
Yeah.
Because it's the Chiefs?
Because we mopped the floor with him so many times.
Because he hates the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He said, they were trying to get me hard.
The feeling is mutual.
But there was no way I was going there. I feel like once you are rivals with somebody, you have a genuine hate for them.
Really?
I couldn't see myself in that color. And besides, I never wanted to be the guy that joined the dominant team. I want to be the guy that beats the dominant
team. Okay, well, keep trying, bud. Did you also see, was it Juju Smith-Schuster, that right before he was released from his other team, you could see the Chiefs logo under his shirt?
Was that legit? I thought that was fake.
No, I'm telling you, I think it's legit. It was the day before he was released by the
Patriots.
Mm-hmm. And someone zoomed in, and he's wearing a Patriots outfit or whatever, but under it, you can see.
And that's not AI generated?
No, I think you can just see, because one of the sports guys that I saw, Sam, circled the date of that news conference the day before, and that's why I think it's legit.
Huh, I don't know.
Welcome back.
Venice Film Festival welcomed the new Joker.
What did they say?
I don't know, I just saw it.
I think they're both going to win Academy Awards based on the trailer alone.
I'll read up on what it says here about the Joker. And the new Beetlejuice. God, they are totally running out of ideas. Beetlejuice.
No, it's going to be so good.
Beetlejuice. And it's Joker Folie à Deux. I don't even know what I just said.
Folie à Deux.
Oh, it means madness of two.
Yes.
I didn't want you to spend the next minute trying to figure out.
I took French.
One semester.
A long time ago.
News with Dan Weinbaum.
I know that do means two.
Is that a Washburn?
Un, deux, trois. That's the only French I know. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.